if it's locally owned.
It's Copper Road.
Organically grown.
It's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm.
It's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm.
It's Copper Road.
It is time to start the hour with Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce, a membership organization that serves and advances our community's business interests and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Now, owing to the Carver wrap, we've got the mayor of Carver here in the studio now, Lydia Lavelle, to help wrap us up this week. Thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here. It is two Fridays in a row. However, I'm here in the rain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I think next Friday is also going to rain, too. So, unfortunately, that's just the thing. Well, merry late Christmas, happy early New Year. How's your holiday been?
Yeah, the holiday was really great. It slowed down just a little bit, which was nice. Had our kids home for a few days and got to see some friends and got to chill out a little bit. It was a nice week.
Yeah. So let's talk Carver. The first thing, I think something that people are still talking about is the standoff that took place Wednesday afternoon into yesterday afternoon. 24 hours police were outside that house on Laurel Avenue, but took the individual into custody. No injuries. Everything ended very well. What can you tell people about what happened?
Well, I'll say a couple things. One is, I think it was a textbook resolution of an incident like that. It's what you would have wanted to see happen, right? To have everyone safe, to have such cooperation among a bunch of agencies, and then to have a resolution where the person who was at the center of it ends up being able to be subdued I believe it was an involuntary commitment, but, you know, kind of got away without any injury. The first thing I want to say, Aaron, is, and I asked the chief a little bit about this, too. The first thing I wanted to do is really put a shout out to all of the partners that took place, that participated in this event that took place over the 24-hour period. You know, number one, all of the neighbors. I mean, and the chief went on a few times about how cooperative all of the neighbors were, the businesses in the area. I think folks who got the alerts stayed away from the area. And, you know, you had no idea how long that was going to go on. And so people were very, very cooperative. And then the neighbors much appreciated their cooperation with that. So the other public safety partners, almost everyone in the area helped in some way to invest their resources in this, you know, prolonged, dangerous situation. But I wanted to list those. These different partners helped out. The Chapel Hill Police Department, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, the UNC Chapel Hill Police Department, the Durham County Sheriff's Office, the South Orange Rescue Squad, Carborough Fire Department, the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Orange County EMS, and the 911 communications divisions. I mean, lots and lots of folks coming together to coordinate, to strategize, to figure out best practices and figure out how to resolve the situation.
And just a reminder of how important those partnerships are in general, right?
They are. They absolutely are. And, you know, one of the other things was we got an inquiry from a member of the public who was curious about why there was a military vehicle or an SUV involved in this situation. And so the chief took some time to kind of explain a little bit of that to the board members. Mm-hmm. We were passing it on to various members of the public. And I wanted to just kind of, you know, give my take on that for listeners. And so, you know, a couple of things. You know, Carver is not a huge, first of all, we're not a huge department. And so, you know, it was mutual aid requested from the various folks that we talked about to assist with tactical operations. And some of those teams use these armored vehicles for transport of their officers into high-risk situations. And in this situation, the subject that was, you know, barricaded, he possessed high-power rifles and other firearms, several thousand rounds of ammunition. And, you know, this was what he said he had, and turned out he did. He had a tactical advantage, you know, inside the house, the layout of the house, and so on. And, you know, in terms of safety, there was no way really an officer could approach the house without having some kind of, you know, ballistic-type protection. Mm-hmm. And so even though our department doesn't have it, you know, utilizing the mutual aid and kind of thinking through the best way to deal with the situation, it made sense. And, you know, there could have been multiple civilian or officer injuries if we hadn't had that kind of extra protection there. And so, you know, at the time, you know, as it dragged on, especially, you weren't sure if the barricaded subject was going to comply with, you know, the demands within a reasonable timetable. Mm-hmm. And that heightens the level of danger kind of the longer it goes on. And so it was kind of standard protocol. I can understand, you know, where some might find it alarming, you know, like, is it going to go running into the house or whatever,
right,
or, you know,
right.
cause some kind of problem. But it's really to provide transportation to and from the scene safely for the officers, and to be able to rescue citizens if they're in it, some kind of a life-threatening situation. And so that was kind of an explanation. Our chief is really fabulous at kind of explaining. You know, we can ask any questions about an event, and he'll kind of get back with, well, here's why we do what we do.
And it's really difficult, I'm sure, to plan in advance for something like this, but it seems to be that this is kind of the MO for the Carrboro Police Department when a situation like this presents itself, rather than trying to resolve the situation quickly with potentially risky maneuvers, wait it out and try to resolve it as safely as possible, even if it takes a while. I remember, I don't know how many years ago this was, but it wasn't that long ago. 3 or 4 years ago, when you had the individual who was on top of the roof of the Hampton Inn mm-hmm. threatening mm-hmm. to jump. That, I think, shut down downtown for, was it 18 hours, I think, that lasted. But also resolved in exactly the same way. They got the person down, everyone was safe, no injuries, everything was okay.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And even going further back to when Mark Shelton was mayor, you know, when we had the Occupy at the old the site on 201 North Greensboro, even that was resolved by the use of, you know, kind of talking and no scare tactics, and just kind of trying to talk it through with someone, and that ended up with a peaceful resolution as well.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, we did get a couple of specific questions about what happened yesterday. First of all, this was all resolved around 4:11 in the afternoon, I think was the actual time, according to the statement from police today. A lot of people heard a very loud explosion-type noise around 4 p.m., and the assumption is that it had something to do with that. That was around the same time that we got reports that police had fired tear gas into the house to try to get the individual out. Was that that, or was that something else?
You know, I can't confirm that without talking to the chief about that specific question. So I don't know that to be an answer for sure. You're right, though. Shortly thereafter, the situation was resolved. Mm-hmm. So I imagine it was involved in some way with the resolution.
Did anything else happen at 4 o'clock yesterday that might have been? Because we got reports of, we were hearing reports, or people were hearing the noise for just about every part of mm-hmm. Carrboro that you can imagine.
You know, it's funny. I actually drove up to Town Hall at about 4 o'clock and pulled in, and I saw some news reporters out there and went inside Town Hall, but I didn't hear the noise myself either. So, you know, I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard that was not associated with that. My feeling is it probably was, but I don't have the level of detail as to exactly how the specifics of how the situation was resolved.
The other question that we got was, obviously, a lot of partners coming together to help out with this particular situation. Does Carrboro Police have access to social workers or mental health workers to help them in situations like this?
Yeah, I know. I know Chapel Hill has such a unit. In mm-hmm. fact, my wife Alicia used to be a crisis counselor with the Chapel Hill Police Department. But as far as within our Carrboro Police Department, we don't have any social workers or mental health workers on our staff. I mean, some of the officers have had crisis intervention training, but we don't have it. I know there have been instances where we've called on Chapel Hill's crisis unit to assist. I don't know if that was, I imagine that was maybe part of what was going on mm-hmm. over this 24-hour period, now that I think about it.
Would there be discussions about possibly adding that in the future?
You know, I know that discussion has been around for years and years. So insofar as it's on a wish list of a department, you know, I imagine it still would be a part of it, but I know it hasn't come to fruition so far.
We also got a question, and I'm glad you mentioned Mark Chilton at the 201 North Greensboro Street property, because we actually got a question about that property, because it did sell earlier this year. It never goes away. Yeah, it's still there. Is there any update on plans for that site?
Let me first say that this is the number one question I've been asked in my now going on my sixth year
it's
as
never
mayor.
Never going to go away.
Is
yeah.
what's going to happen to the 201 North Greensboro Street property? You're right. I mean, it was sold to a private developer. My understanding through staff is that perhaps they've met with staff once or twice and kind of starting to think through what they might envision for that property. I know that as far as me personally, I'd like to in the interim, no matter what ends up being built there or being done with that property, it would serve as some nice temporary parking during our transition time of the 203 South Greensboro building. Mm-hmm. So that's at least a short-term, perhaps, use of that property. But no, I think... I think, and again, speaking for me personally, I'm kind of excited that a private company or individual or a group of individuals has bought the property from CVS and is looking at, you know, what they can put in the area that might be in keeping with the community, but also might add something to our tax base.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, again, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. Other things that people ought to know about, both with respect to anything that we've talked about or anything else?
Yeah, no, you know, not much, Aaron, really. We, you know, we have, again, another week before we start back with our board meetings, which start up again Tuesday, January 8th. I think that date's right.
Mm-hmm.
Our meetings will begin at 7 o'clock, as we've said in the past, and so folks ought to be on alert for that. That's quite a change after decades. I know one of the items that will be of utmost importance to us and many members of the community, many partners, is the 203 South Greensboro building. We'll be getting an update, I think, at our second meeting at where things stand on that project, and then we'll be continuing to make decisions around that building, around partners, around parking. I mean, it's going to be huge. That's really probably, at least in my eye, perhaps our number one priority for this first 6 months of the year, in addition to lots of other things we have going on, like our Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parks, you know, grand opening, or I should say shovel, you know, like the where we throw the dirt.
The groundbreaking,
so Right. The construction begins on that on appropriately MLK weekend.
Awesome.
But those are two, I think, big things going on this spring that folks should look forward to.
Townofcarborough.org for more on Carborough government. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.